Everyone running from the trench on London.
Are you a clever audience? Of course you are. Yeah. Repeat after me. Porto, portas, portat, portamus. Oh, you fucking don't know Latin verbs, don't you? You wankers.
Gonna leave it all behind.
The Rafe appeared to be a part going. Human sexuality is such a marvellous and diverse thing, and a source of such huge potential pleasure.
We're back. Urban 75 Radio, bringing you an offline special from the Dog Star in Brixton. I'm Mason. Coming up this time, we've got over an hour's worth of out there music and cabaret, from up and coming acts to a secret gig from a real life star. Before that, we've got dark high wire guitar from Duke Garwood, psychedelic folk from Dan Whitehouse, and local band The Taylors playing pedal steel tunes. Sub-Zero Cat talked to UK hip-hop artist Graziella, Solidarnosc brave Vic's Cabaret Corner to talk to Mr. Lambrusco and poet Other Teresa. There'll be Scattergun Verse from Yap, and yes, Gonzalez spoke to the songwriter, activist and DJ Tom Robinson. We'll be hearing what he had to say on life behind the Iron Curtain, peer-to-peer file sharing and bisexuality, and some cracking music from a live performance he did just for us. First though, this is Graziella.
Open up my eyes, there was light, it was good. I'm swallowing my pride from inside, never could. Wallowing my stride because I'm understood. I would, but it never do me any justice. I cut this and still cold blood turns rustic from lustic. With hunger for poisonous customs. Hunters of London are wanted for wandering. Under the thunderous galaxy of anarchy. Scared that we'll break through, discovering reality. A battery, fighting to save a bit of fantasy. My power is my own, so you don't need to flatter me. I've tackled free from delusion. My confused, I keep using to push it. Bruising my brain to obtain the illusion. Staining my veins from the fruit that's been ruined. I'm fluent in the painful love that we're losing. I'm falling asleep. My dreams are 3D. Reality is beating me. Thunder clouds run the hunger from the crowds to compound. Summers grow that loud sound, searching through the underground. Never to be found, we find that we're the foundation of time. We can push our hands with our hands and minds back to a past or forward to the far future that we have aligned. Underlie, I pick you up high on my face for building a temple to the sky. It's a limit and I'll be in it to fly. Have I ever sworn to the truth and told a lie? At the same time, have I blamed the blind for not seeing me cry or the mute for not telling me why do I live this life? No, cause I'm dealing with it starting from inside. Working out how to balance pride from denied eyes. I am mine. I have tried more than 9 times. I'm in this to win this. Fuck the sidelines. I'm falling asleep. My dreams are 3D. Reality is beating me. I said, I'm falling asleep. My dreams are 3DA. Reality is beating me.
Tell me a bit about your influences.
Erykah Badu, I'd have to say, is the most biggest influence I've ever had. And, you know, not even just her, I have a lot of male influences as well. You know, main ones being Task Force from the UK hip-hop scene. Like, that's with my rapping style, because Task Force is like, they're completely poetic. So I think them two main people keep me going, along with Missy Elliott.
Okay. And you started off singing in the sort of gospel choir and that kind of stuff. And then when you were 15, you moved on to hip-hop. How did that happen?
I was into hip-hop when it came out quite big with Twilight of Gods by Skinny Man and Ronnie P and all that lot. And then I met up with people, Doobie, who runs Underground Alliance at the moment. Bumped into him cyphering in the, you know, rapping in the courtyard. And I was just like, wow. Just jumped in and I was like, yay. And they were like, you've got to come meet our crew, man.
Okay, and lyrics are the main focus of emceeing and rhyming. Where would you say you get your inspiration from to write?
Mainly, like, from angry moments or just things that piss me off, man. Yeah. Because the shit that will run around and around again in my head, and I just feel like, I've got to get this out. It's got to come out somehow, you know. It doesn't come out with just a smile. Mm. It has to come out with, like, forceful lyrics or, I don't know, whatever. Anything, everything.
And you've worked with and supported a lot of artists like Skinny Man,
Arses.
Well, I don't know them, so I can't say. But Clash McClough and Skinny Man and Foreign Beggars. How was that like?
Well, Foreign Beggars are my boys as well. And I went down, they were just like, what, you're heavy, you're name, take my number, come back. I just kept on going back and just doing my shit. And then they realised that this girl's an entity, whatnot. We don't have no females in our crew. Let's get her on stage because she sings and none of the rest of us sing.
So have you come across any difficulties being like a female MC?
Nah, man. It's not about being a female. It's not nothing to do that. It's nothing to do that. I get pissed off at that. It's not. I'm not a feminist. I'm not running to be this woman that's like, shit. The music don't rely on who you are, what gender you are. It doesn't. And if people want to go on and be like that, it's because they suck. If females are out there going, no one listens to me, it's because you're shit. That's why no one's listening to you. That's why no one's clapping for you. Don't say it's because you're the only female in the industry, because there's bare females in the industry. There's a lot of females in the industry, you know. And if you're a strong female and you believe in yourself, then you'll go far. If your music hits the ears and is soft to the other people's ears of the, you know, your audience, then you're gonna make good music. You know, I mean, you're gonna go far as a female. I feel I'm nowhere near hitting the top. I don't want to hit places like Britney Spears or even get to places fucking where Whitney Houston is. I don't want to end up like these people, right? I want to make music gradually, so it's still in my bones till the day I die.
And you're working on a solo release at the moment. How's that going?
Crazy. I just don't, man. Because I get tracks, and I go, no, this one's better than that one. Fuck that one. This one's better than that one. Fuck that one. And I just come to the point where I'm like, is this the right one? Is this the right track? Is this the right track? And those two that I did downstairs, them two are definites. And I've got a couple of other dark ones, but, you know, how will I be perceived if I come out so dark? You know, I'm still trying to market myself because I'm thinking for me, no one else is doing it. I don't want to get signed. I want to get licensed. That's it.
And we'll hear more from Graziella after we've been over to Vic's Cabaret Corner.
Good evening. Welcome to Vic's Cabaret Corner. Anyway, I'm Vic. Say hello, Vic. And I'm gonna, now, this first one I'm gonna do is really good when an easy target coincides with a justified target. This is called nomenclature. I could call you smarmy, I could call you a git, I could call you a snivelling little shit, I could call you pompous, I could call you a prat, I could call you a dissembling egregious twat, I could call you things more vindictively rare, but I'll just stick with the brand name and call you Tony Blair. Thank you. As I said, easy target, but fuck it. Right, now this next one, I like to think this was me inventing chav culture in 1995 when I wrote this one. This one's called Millennium Proletarian. You got working class attitudes and working class cred. You got working class thoughts in your working class head. You got working class blues, drink working class booze down your arms. You wear working class tattoos. You got working class gob. You give your working class knob a bloody good working class jerk. There's only one thing missing from your working class world. Work. Comment on Thatcherism. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. This one. Are you a clever audience? Of course you are. Yeah. Not very many people there. Repeat after me. Porto, Portas, Portat, Portamus. You fucking don't know Latin verbs, don't you? Wankers. You don't. Excellent. Ablative absolute. Let's fucking have it. Right, anyway. This one's about the education system, right? This is called PSHE. And this is dedicated to all the people who say, I don't need drugs because I'm high on life. I can look up at a starry sky, but it doesn't touch my heart. I've never been much of a one for nature's beautiful art. I don't need no flowers, don't need no trees, don't need no kisses and hugs. Because what it all comes down to, man, I don't need life because I'm high on drugs. I never really lose myself in a lover's sweet caress. But when the pipe and foil come round, then I just say yes. You can call me down and dissolute, you can call me one of the mugs. But what it's all about at the end of the day is I don't need life because I'm high on drugs. I'm not into Francis Bacon, nor Monet, nor Vermeer. And Tate Modern is a place wide of which I steer. I don't care about cooking or furniture, cutlery or rugs. I'm happy as a pig in shit. I don't need life because I'm high on drugs. I'm monged out, stoned and slobbering. I'm chewing on the mat. I'm a flying, buzzing, rushing, caned, intoxicated twat. I'm out of my face, I'm off my tits. And if you want to know the truth, I'm going to be back in school tomorrow. A fine example to the youth. And that is true, unfortunately. Anyway, this one is called, well, I'll tell you about this. I actually was on a CD. I had a recording contract and a publishing deal. It lasted 3 years, blah, blah, blah. No, I'm not only saying that because it's relevant to the poem. But when you actually get, even when you sign a silly fucking deal to have two poems on a compilation CD, you meet these guys. You meet lots of wankers in the music biz, and this is dedicated to them. This is called From Ladbroke Grove to Soho, right? And it's a call and response. Every time I go like that, and I'll say that bit again, every time I go like that, I'd like you all to shout shit as loud as you can.
Shit!
But only when I go like that.
Shit!
You can pose and schmooze and blag and lig. You can bring your mates to every gig. But if you're little inside, you'll never be big. And if you're shit, you're... You can move to a rough community to boost your authenticity, but it means fuck all in reality, cause if you're shit, you're
shit.
You can drug yourself up night and day to find a more enlightened way, but it don't mean shit if your parents pay, cause if you're shit, you're
shit.
You can rail and howl and clench your fist, you can flail around, but you lost the gist, cause in the party of life you ain't on the guest list, and if you're shit, you're and what you know doesn't matter a toss. Who you know is a big dead loss, cause it's all about how you put yourself across. And if you're shit, you're really Brad Pitt. Duff said, that's it. What are you?
Shit.
What are you?
Shit.
Thank you. Big yourselves up.
Right, this last track is also going to go on my EP. It's called London. And it's about what goes on in London every day. You know, it just works. So, yeah. Scream London if you can.
There's something.
London, London, London. Yo. London, everyone running from the truncheon. London, protecting what they love once. London, golem face conundrums, venom deep beneath the streets. London, everyone running from the truncheon. London, protecting what they love once. London. Golem face conundrum, venom seeds beneath. Last Monday at the shop, some young greys copped and cotched upon some A's. And watched the people come and go with their dough being spent on general things like tomatoes and tampons. The street lamps on 10 a day into evening. Shop shut, boys broke in, commenced stealing. They take everything from the floor to their ceiling. This ain't the first time, it happened last week and I can't believe it. These kids are into thieving. Tuesday they took my dad's whip and said they'd leave it. North London, breeding little demons. Had to jack four cars to stop us feeding. On Wednesday I heard my neighbour's kid getting beaten. He reacted by going out to batter a geezer. Jesus for three, like it really ain't a reason. This area, these ends, my sides are getting deep. London, everyone running from the truncheon. London, protecting what they love once. London, Gunman face conundrum, venom, peace beneath the street. London, everyone running from the church and London, protecting what they love once. London, Gunman face conundrum, venom, peace beneath the streets. And Thursday's the worst day. Gun down in crack town, man got shot 5 times after he went down. Gap fiends and crack hounds and heroin hounds will make it dangerous to walk round. Shots blasting, my little bros a moving target. Public on lockdown in a supermarket, can't budge nowhere till the Vicky's basket. But there is fog as a park car, specific with classes. The bastards are artists, casting their judgment. We force fasting upon our young ones for yard rent. The burdens of our past ever get pardoned. The dark arts part, the first out from the locking. No laughing on Friday, cause we're mundane. Street veterans die where the young ones pray, clasping their hands together, praying on that getaway. Looking up towards the sky, hoping for that better day. London, everyone's running from the truncheon. London, protecting what they love once. London, column face conundrum, venom, peace beneath the street. London, everyone running from the truncheon. London, protecting what they love once. London, column face conundrum, venom, peace beneath the street. Thank you.
Following Graziella there. Still to come, we've got an interview and some poetry with Other Teresa. We're speaking to Vic Lambrusco. We've got some scattergun poetry with Yap. We've got the Taylors and Tom Robinson.
The future is no longer in your imagination.
Fostering an open forum.
Never heard anything like it before.
Urban 75 Radio.